Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, allowing the light to fill you with joy, peace, love, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it moves throughout your chest, moving in all directions, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to rejuvenate and revitalize you. Continue to see the light as it enters into each and every red blood cell within your heart and your lungs, moving in all directions to every extremity of your body, carrying healing energies with it. And now see this light as it fills your chest completely, allowing you to be like a star in the midnight sky, shining brightly. Continue to see this beautiful light as it moves up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And continue to see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self. Continue to see the light as it flows down into your diaphragm and your stomach, activating healing within these organs of deeper breathing and digestion. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, continuing to bring healing to these organs of digestion and assimilation, allowing you to absorb your light energies and your nutrients. And now see this light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. all of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect health, perfect alignment. Continue to see the light as it flows down into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to you on these deeper levels, allowing for the healing to move throughout your entire body, moving into the parts of you that are concerned with release and regeneration, bringing you greater courage, wisdom, and knowledge to allow you to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see this light as it flows into your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect alignment with source energy. Continue to see the light as it now flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be released and given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the beautiful light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter, this beautiful golden white light. Allow this energy to flow through the pores in your body until you are surrounded and filled with healing, beautiful golden white light. See this light as it heals you, brings you into balance, reconnects you to all that is, aligns you with the harmonics, the measure and the movement of the universe, bringing you into perfect harmony, perfect coherence. Continue to see the light as it spreads throughout the room, the space you're in, filling this space with healing energies and allowing each and every person, any life form that chooses to connect with this light, to be healed and brought into perfect balance as they walk through it, as they connect to it. And now see the light as it passes through any walls or obstacles very easily, moving out into your city, your town, your village, bringing healing to all who come in contact with this light, awakening them on a deeper level, allowing for a choice to be made, to come into the light, to rejoin to the light. Continue to see our light as it spreads throughout this world and all of our lights join together as one, reconnecting us through our hearts, through our light, through our oneness, through our love. Allow this light to come brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it now penetrates through the earth, moving deep, connecting with our subterranean family, with our light family that lives beneath the surface of this planet, allowing for all of our lights to join together as one, reconnecting us as the family of light and oneness and love. And now see this light as it moves through the atmosphere, throughout the air that we breathe, bringing it into perfect balance, allowing each breath to be healing, restoring, revitalizing of our health and our well-being, removing any negative energies anywhere that they may be within the air or the earth, on the planet, allowing all to be transmuted and brought into perfect balance, only allowing for life energies to grow stronger, restoring humanity and all life upon this planet. continue to see this light as it moves out into our atmosphere of this planet and into the universe, the galaxy that surrounds us. Again, connecting with our light family, our galactic star family that live off planet, allowing for oneness of reconnection through our light and through our love. Allow this reconnection to grow stronger and stronger each and every day as we remember who we are, as we remember our greatness, as we remember our family of light. Throughout this space and time, in all dimensions and parallel realities. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you for sharing your light with me. How beautiful. You all are growing so much stronger. Oh, today, amazing. Let's get started. Now we're going to begin with a brief recap of what we covered in our previous show. We made you aware that the word tarot means royal path in Egyptian. And the royal path is the path that one must take in order to reach divine consciousness. The tarot is a tool to help you reach your highest potential as a spiritual being incarnated in an earthen body. In order to take this royal path, you must begin to learn more about yourself. And that is why you are here. So congratulations. Your goal in this life must be to become conscious. And the ancients say that if you do not become conscious, then you will simply remain an intelligent animal. Consciousness is what separates us from the animal kingdom. We then spoke of the five states of consciousness that our modern day technology is able to measure. The alpha, beta, theta, delta, and gamma states, and how the ancient Egyptians tell us that there are 360 states of consciousness. So that means that there are 355 states of consciousness that we are unaware of. We have been asleep, family, on some very, very deep levels. And so now it is time for us to awaken. The awakening is a shift in consciousness that will raise all who participate in it into higher dimensions of awareness and thought. And yes, you must choose to participate. It is not something that will just spontaneously happen to you because you happen to be on planet Earth at this time. You must choose to awaken. And through that, you must remember that thought is what creates our reality. Now, these concepts are what we will be diving deeper into as we discuss the Magus, who is better known as the magician in our modern day tarot. We are told that the children of the last golden age handed down this information as allegorical stories that became an essential part of the wisdom of the ancient lands of Atlantis and Mu. We are also told that before the great floods took over the earth, the high priestesses of stellar wisdom foresaw the fall of humanity into darkness, and they encouraged the establishment of seven colonies to preserve the wisdom. These would become known to us as the seven centers of ancient civilization on this planet. These are Egypt, India, Crete, which is modern-day Greece, Peru, Mexico, China, and Chaldea, which is now known as southern Iraq. This is where the ancient knowledge of our most previous golden age was stored, within these civilizations, within the land and the temples, the stone that made up these great places on our planet. Most of this knowledge was hidden away until the proper time came to reemerge on the earth. We are now living in that time. All of humanity must make a choice to either awaken or to remain fast asleep subdued by the lower states of consciousness that leave them helpless and powerless. As you will see, all change begins with your thoughts. And this is the power of the Magus. Everything in our reality today was once only a thought. And now you are able to experience these thoughts because they have taken on a form. This is what the ancients call magic. So it is of great importance that you become conscious of your thoughts because they are very, very powerful. And if you are not conscious of your thoughts and you are not determining what it is that you want to focus on throughout your day, then you are allowing someone else to manipulate the power of thought that you hold. Now, thought is so powerful that by means of numbers, that means we can digitally analyze this, your thought vibrations. There is a vibrational key to your thoughts, and it can be measured. Thoughts are like vocal tones. They have vibratory rates, and they are definite vibrations of astral substance. They have the power to travel across space and time and bring about physical changes. Thoughts have a vibratory key and a volume, which determines their effect. The key to which thoughts are tuned can be determined by their subject matter, which would also be a frequency. And we'll talk more about the power of thought in just a moment. Now, the secret schools had no intention on permitting any real knowledge concerning the tarot to escape. But because some of the knowledge found its way into the hands of common people, there was an attempt to silence this movement, this expansion of consciousness within the commoners. And they attempted to silence this by a system of misinformation. And by using the religious institutions, they simply called tarot evil. And that put a halt to it in a very large way. Now, I want to talk about the ancient Egyptians and how they began to create what we know now as a tarot deck. It first was brought to the great priestesses of old. These were the wisdom keepers. They were the ones that could reach between the earth and the stars. And today, still women have this ability. You are the ones who have one foot on planet Earth and one foot within the ether. This is why children are born through your womb, because you are connected to the unseen at all times. You must become aware of this once again. Now, the great priestesses that held the wisdom of the stars, they were able to connect to this information, and it was given to them in visions. So they began to see the pictures, just as most people do who have the ability to see with their inner eye. You see things in pictures. So they, over time, began to make these in physical form and turn them into plates, what we know now as plates. And these plates were engraved with the pictures that depicted the facts that the ancient Egyptians had learned regarding spiritual science and universal laws. Now, these were passed down through time, and they were handed down to us in the form of the tarot. Now, 22 cards are more important than the rest. These are known as the major arcana. They correspond to the 12 astrological signs and the 10 planets of our solar system, where the sun is considered a planet. Now, you must remember, these are archetypal energies that are held within all of us But these are universal forces. Now, the ideas were expressed pictorially in universal symbolism. And later, these were further condensed into conventional hieroglyphics. And this is the origin of the square-formed letters of the Hebrew and Egyptian alphabet. And because there were no separate characters for numbers, each square-formed letter also became a number, expressing a vibration of the spiritual idea that was embodied in the picture. Then, to further express the numerical interaction between forces and ideas, the four elemental kingdoms received 10 plates each. So this is the fire, the earth and the air and water, which we have spoken about within our earth astrology. These kingdoms that make up all that is. This is how it was broken down to further express the numerical energies, which we'll get into, which we now call numerology, between forces and ideas. So each one of these kingdoms was given 10 numbers, and this added 40 more plates to the suit cards. Each card, according to its number, corresponds to some astrological subdivision of the major 22 arcana using numerology. These are spiritual ideas and laws that were placed on the plates that eventually became known as the tarot deck. They are also the basis of our language that we use today. Our language is coded, and no one ever gave us the key. There is a key, and you are learning it. All these forces have an effect on the human form. The forces of the elementals, the forces of thought, the forces of the energies that exist in our universe, they all have an effect on our human form because we are the fifth element. So this is where all of the energies come together in a focus. This is where we can combine it all and begin to create, use our minds to create our reality. Now, your thoughts are the most potent of all of these forces. And I want you to hear that again. Your thoughts are the most potent of all the forces. So that tells you how important it is for you to be conscious of your thoughts and to be aware that you do not allow others to plant lower frequencies and vibrations into your mind so that you can continue to reproduce a world and a life that is unwanted. It is through the potent energy of your thoughts that this world is being created. And so now it is time for us to take responsibility for the powers that we hold within us and to become more adept at using them. And so by using this form of guidance, the tarot, what you need to understand more deeply, you need to understand things before you dive into them. Because these are real forces. This is real energy you are tapping into. And remember, you can take anything that was meant for good and turn it into evil. So it is through your knowledge, through your wisdom, through your knowing, that you will begin to learn more, tap into these forces in a way that begins to transform your life into something very powerful, something very positive. We can transform this world, but we need more knowledge in order to do it. And so there were 16 more court cards added to this, what is known now as tarot deck. And they represent the quality of your thoughts and your temperament. So in total, there are 22 major arcana. There are 40 minor arcana that are the elemental forces. And there are 16 court cards that represent your thoughts and your temperament. And that equals a total of 78 cards in the deck. We will break this down as we study each of the 22 major arcana according to the ancient wisdom of the sacred Egyptian tarot. We will look deeper into this wisdom over the next several months. I want you to be ready to take notes, so have a dedicated notebook where you can have all this information in one place. I don't want to overwhelm you with too much information because it is a lot. So we will basically have an overview of each card. So look for classes at a later time on this subject when we can dive deeper into this ancient wisdom. Be ready to have your mind blown away because the information is transformational, absolutely transformational and very, very empowering. And we're just getting started. This is just the beginning. This is the beginning of the awakening on our planet. It is an amazing time to be incarnated on this planet. And I want to remind you that you chose to be here at this time. You are so precious. You are so special. You have come here with some amazing abilities, amazing gifts and talents that only you possess. Because each one of us is a unique expression of source energy, and we embody the power of source. We have to develop it. It is through our being. We are the doors of light. It is through us that source is able to express on the planet. Just as though it is through us that the dark forces are able to express on the planet. Know that the light is far more powerful than darkness. And that's why it only takes one sun to rise. One sun to rise every morning, to completely wipe out the darkness on the planet. Do you see that? You are the sun. You are rising in your states of consciousness. It is time for you to take back your life, to take your power back, and to become the amazing spiritual being of light that you are in this physical form. Now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Magus, the first of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the Magus, or the Magician card, the first of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. Know that this information can get very, very deep, but I will do my best to break it down for you to make it as simple as possible. It will be necessary for you to listen to this more than once and to take notes. I am only giving you a small amount of information, because there is so much to cover, but we only have so much time. So I do plan to offer classes at a later time so that we can go deeper without any time restraints. But in the meanwhile, this is a great way to become acquainted with the ancient wisdom of the tarot. The Magus is also known as the Magician card. This is where we get the word magi. It is plural for Magus. And you see this used in the Bible. They talk about the Magi that came to the birth of Jesus. This is exactly what they're talking about. Astrologically, the Magus card is related to the planet Mercury. The human function of this card is the spiritual body. It relates to your spiritual body. The mineral connected to it is Mercury. The letter is A and the number is 1. So I want you to remember that we went over the chart, numerological chart, when we were doing the numerology. And I gave you the list of numbers from 1 to 22. This is related to number 1, which is Mercury, the Magus card. So this is how you have to begin to connect things and put them together. You have to know how they are all related. So wherever you had a number one in your numerology chart, this is the energy that was being activated. So I mentioned to you at that time when we went over each number that there was more to come. And this is what I was talking about. So those of you who are number ones, be it in your personality number and your power number, wherever it was that you have a number one in your chart, this is related to you, this energy that we're going to go over. But I also want you to remember that this energy is within all of us, because of course, no number could exist without the number one being present first. It is a part of you. But if you have a lot of ones in your numerology, then that means you hold a lot of this energy within you. And the letter A, of course, represents the same thing. It is this energy. So A1 expresses in the spiritual world, absolute being. When you see this number one present, or when you see a series of ones, this means this energy is being activated. And this contains infinite possibilities within it. So it is the way the universe is just grabbing you and saying, hey, catching your attention, whether you see 1111 on your clock or 111, or you see a car license plate in front of you that has all ones, something of this nature. This is the universe. You have to remember that we are living within a construct, a mental construct, and everything has to manifest in some form, but it comes from vibration. It comes from frequency. So that energy is present in order for you to see it. It has to be present. So this is standing for infinite possibilities are available to you at that time. And that you need to be conscious of what you are thinking about, because it is through your thought that reality is being created. Now, in the intellectual world, this card relates to unity, or the number one, or the letter A. It relates to unity. It's the principles of unity, and principle within itself, having higher standards for your life. It is also a synthesis of numbers, because of course, one, you add them to each other and you get the other numbers. It also represents the wheel, and the wheel is very important in this card. It is activating your wheel. Now, in the physical world, it represents the human experience. As you are called upon to raise yourself by a perpetual expansion of your faculties. That means you continuously keep learning and growing, expanding yourself on every level. That is what this is telling you. It is time for you to awaken and to raise yourself in every way, to expand yourself on every level. And it is within the sphere of the absolute. So that means that we live within the means of all that is. We try to align ourselves with the will of the divine. Now, the number one is the universal principle of existence, a synthesis of all that is. So we say that we are all one being, having a multitude of experiences, because when we bring it back to source, that is the synthesis of all that is. The creative intelligence of source is within that number one, the moving force of this universe. And this is also within you, and it is manifested through your will, through your ability to develop your will. Now, in the macrocosm, it stands for unlimited potentiality. It expresses the law of conservation of energy. And we talked about this before in our first season. how it is so important for you to learn how to conserve your energy. Because as a spiritual being, you are created with a certain amount of energy, and you must blossom. This is the teachings of the ancient Toltecs, and in many different places throughout the world, the ancient wisdom teaches you this, that you must blossom what the ancient Toltecs call blossoming, but what we call awakening today. You must develop yourself and become that divine being that you are. It's as though you are born as just a spark of light that's a seed of source energy. And then you get to choose through your daily living, through your path on this planet, which direction you're going to go in. And that's why the wheel is so important, because you need willpower in order to move into the higher realms, because you're going to have to push through the dense energy that surrounds this level of consciousness, this place where we are. It's very dense. And so it takes energy to push through. So you have to develop your will. So you know that if you develop bad habits, in order to break those bad habits, you need willpower. If you're trying to exercise every day, you're developing your willpower. If you're learning how to meditate daily, you're developing your willpower. All of this is connected to your will. But the law of conservation of energy is very important for you to understand, because you are only born with so much energy in this life. And you have to reach a certain level where you begin to tap into the higher realms, where you begin to be fed more energy. Do you see? It is our aligning with the higher vibrations that begin to renew us, to restore us. This is what we are told about being reborn. In many different cultures, it's called something different. But this is you being reborn into your spiritual self. It restores and renews your physical body, literally. So all of these things we'll go deeper into, but I wanted to spend a couple more minutes on that, because it's very important that you understand that you need to take things slowly so that you don't burn yourself out, because this is a long road. You are on a long journey. This is your soul's journey. And this is just one stop through this physical incarnation, if you will. It also represents the number one, the letter A, the Magus card, the indestructibility of matter. So we know that matter is neither destroyed or created. It just transforms. Now, I'm going to go over the description of the Magus card. And this is going to take a couple minutes. And I want you to be patient, because you need to see the card in your mind. Remember, this is how it was first done. It was given to you as a vision. So for those of you who are able to close your eyes, I want you to do that so that you can begin to vision this. This is very powerful. Now, Arcanum number one is pictured as a magus, a man, a magician, as we know today, but not the magicians of carnivals, the ancient magician, which is a type of perfect man. This is to say that he is in full possession of his morals and his physical faculties. He's thinking clearly, and he's a moral upright person. He is represented standing upright with the attitude of having a powerful will, which is needed before any action can be taken. His robe is white, which represents purity, original or regained. A serpent biting its own tail is wrapped around his waist. This is the symbol of eternity, because there is no end. Again, we see the circle. And the symbol of eternity is written in many forms and in many different symbols, but it's always a circle. And this is what motivates his endeavors, is that he knows that he is within the sacred circle of life. Now, continuing to look at the Smagus card, now we're looking at his forehead, and it is covered with a circle of gold. The gold signifies light, and the circle expresses the universal connection of all created things coming through his third eye. The right hand of the Magus holds a scepter of gold. This is a rod or a stick. It's a scepter that is topped off by a circle, another circle. This represents spirit and is a symbol of the authority that is conferred by spiritual attainment. He raises this scepter toward the heavens in a sign to aspire to science, wisdom, and to understand the forces of the universe. Above the scepter is a four-pointed star, its rays extending upward at an angle to the right. And we're going to talk about directions as well in another time, but remember this. The rays are extending upward at an angle to the right. This represents the presence of his higher self, directing his efforts and counseling him in his upward struggles. His left hand is pointing the index finger toward the earth. This is to show that the mission of the perfect human is to master the material world. This gesture also expresses the idea that the human will should reflect divine will in order to manifest good on the earth and to prevent evil. In front of the Magus sits a cubic stone. On top of that stone is a cup, a sword, and a gold coin that is engraved with a cross. The cup signifies the mixture of the passions that contribute to happiness or unhappiness while incarnated. We are either the masters of our passions or the slaves to them. The sword signifies the work, the struggle of overcoming obstacles and the trials which bring sorrows to our lives. The gold coin represents a determined value. It is a symbol of realized aspirations through completed work. Just like today you go to work, you get paid. It also represents the perseverance and efficiency of the will, because it takes you to persevere through your trials. To get up every day and go to work, you're in a perseverant spirit. This is the willpower that is needed to get up every day and go to work. So this is what that gold coin also represents. The cross that is engraved on the gold coin represents infinite, and it announces the ascension of the power of the spheres of source energy. These are not seen. The crosses are not seen as we see them today connected to religion. Remember, these are ancient symbols long before Christianity ever came along. It represents the infinite, and it announces the ascension of that power in the spheres of the future moving forward. The cube upon which all of these symbols rest represents the physical world. And you'll see that a lot, that the physical world is always represented by a square, a box, a cube. And it has an ibis, an ancient bird, engraved on its side. This indicates that eternal vigilance is necessary if physical limitations are to be overcome. That's what the bird represents there. Now, we're going to look at the astrological significance of the Magus card. I want to point out to you that the cards have many different meanings. And they all relate to different realms of existence. And that is why we do not have time to go over every one of them, because this is a lot of information. This is a lot to cover. But Spirit has guided me to share these ones with you. There's a few of them that we're going to talk about, because I feel like they're ones that you can connect with more easily. Now, this is the astrological significance of the Magus card. Now, it represents the beginning of all work. Everything starts at the number one. Everything starts with the Magus energy. And this is a mental activity. It's an archetype of your mental activity. Before the universe became manifest, it was just a thought within the divine mind. And then it was made manifest through the power of creative thought. And you hold these same abilities within you. All mental activities correspond to the number one, which is the energy of the Magus. This being a skilled professional using the energy of thought. And this is what we call magic. And it's not the kind of magic that you may be thinking of, but it is real magic. The power of the mind to create from nothingness. In ancient wisdom, magic is performed chiefly through the creation of visualizations and mental images. And that is why it is so important for you to be conscious of what you allow yourself to see, because it creates images in your mind. And through these mental images, you begin to create. So some things can be seeds placed in your mind, and they will begin to grow at other times. Your mind is very powerful. It is very sacred. And Spirit always says that it is what should be protected. The most of all things is your mind to be protected, because it is where you give birth to reality from. Now, the Magus is one whom the power of the mind has been highly developed. This is a power which you hold within yourself, to develop your mind so powerfully that your thoughts begin to manifest physical form. And we again do this without thinking. But you can become so skilled at this that literally this is why this is given the name magician. Because you can literally manifest instantly. This is an ability that you hold. Now, in astrology, mental abilities come under the rulership of Mercury. And we happen to be, at the time of this show, in a Mercury retrograde. And Mercury corresponds to both the number one and the Magus. Now, Magus represents creative energy being directed intelligently. And this is necessary if any high degree of spirituality is to be attained. Without inner strength and an abundance of creative power, nothing of importance can be achieved. Yet, if this creative energy is generated in abundance and is permitted to act without proper guidance, it will surely bring many unwanted things into your life. So this is why children have to be guided, because they have tons of this amazing energy that they love to create with, but they need to be guided, or it can become destructive. Now, if your energy is directed into mental channels alone, it will yield you intellectual power. But when your energy is diverted into more refined emotions, such as true love and your sacred aspirations in your life, it will furnish a power to you that will attract into your life your soul's highest aspiration, your highest spiritual bliss. The human function of this card is the spiritual body. The spiritual body, or the energy body of the human, is constructed by certain states of consciousness. It is constructed through your thought forms, These states have to be very intense enough to affect spiritual substance. So that means that you're thinking about something for long periods of time. If you start thinking about negative things for too long, you may get a headache. You see, you begin to affect the physical form that you are. And this is why meditation is absolutely necessary in order for you to develop your states of consciousness, moving into higher states. Now, the internal light meditation that we open with in each show also helps you to create your energy body and so much more. Now, we are taught that humans do not possess a spiritual body just by virtue of being a human. You must develop it. Once you learn how to refine your thoughts and direct your desires to achieve something greater in your life other than physical things, then you will begin to use your energies to build your spiritual body. You must build up a significant amount of energy that has a certain quality to it in order to build your energy body, which is also referred to as your spiritual body. And only when the creative mental energies are active is there generated enough power. In order to build anything on any plane, there must be an abundance of the proper kind of the energy. And this applies to building a spiritual body as well as more material things. That's what we call manifesting today. When you see the number one, it is telling you that you are in a state of power, that your thoughts are very powerful in that moment. So you need to be conscious of your thoughts and you are creating. So immediately go to something positive that you want to create when you see the number one or a series of ones. Now, the meaning of this card for initiation, this is very important, because you go through an initiation process through your spiritual journey. Now, in your soul's pilgrimage, Arcanum number one represents the stage in which maturity has been attained and self-consciousness realized. Self-consciousness in the sense that you realize that you are a spiritual being having a physical experience, not the self-consciousness of people staring at you or something like that. We are looking at this from a very high sense of the word. Now, as a mature spiritual being, you have learned the transitory and elusive nature of all physical possessions. You know things come and go. And you have now developed a definite purpose for attaining spiritual adeptship. That means you want to master spiritual things. You realize at this point that success depends upon your own efforts. Once you reach this point of initiation, this is what you will begin to realize, that everything that you want, you must be the one to do the work to attain it. In your aspirations, you have raised your vibration so that you can tune into the intelligence of the spiritual planes. In this way, you can communicate with your higher self and ask for guidance. You can now move forward with supreme confidence, and you are sustained by an unwavering determination to develop yourself on every level to be the best you that you can be while in this body. This is the power of the magus in your spiritual initiation. This is the power that you tap into every day. You can tap into that force that lies within you to develop yourself, to become the master of the spiritual realm. But you must master the physical realm first. And that is the power of the magus to remind us of what we hold within ourselves, to be the magicians of our lives. It comes through your thoughts. Your thoughts are what creates reality. So I want you to remember this as we move forward. Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the Sacred Egyptian Tarot to discover the attributes of Arcanum number two, the Veiled Isis, also known as the High Priestess. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.